This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. American basketball star Brittany Griner is due to arrive home in her home state of Texas at any time. On Thursday, she was released from a Russian prison in exchange for the U.S. releasing Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout in the culmination of an eight-month saga of high diplomacy. The swap achieved a top goal of President Joe Biden, but also carried a heavy price, with American Paul Whelan still detained in Russia. We get more on that part of this story from Sagar Magani.
The family of another American detained in Russia backs the U.S. move to free Brittany Griner. The Biden administration says it made every possible offer to free Paul Whelan, and Moscow refused. There was only one move.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
The choice was one or none.
And we brought one home today.
It's a great day to have an American freed.
Brother David Whelan says his family thinks President Biden made the right call with the deal to free Griner and appreciates that the White House gave a heads up.
It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation.
Paul Whelan serving a 16-year sentence on spying charges. The family fears he won't be home anytime soon.
He's very disappointed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian forces have installed multiple rocket launchers at Ukraine's shutdown Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Ukrainian officials claimed Thursday, raising fears Europe's largest atomic power station could be used as a base to fire on Ukrainian territory and heighten radiation dangers. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Meantime, staying in Ukraine, the President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine will be dealing with mines placed by Russian forces for a long time to come. We get more on that part of the story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Thursday that he had just signed decrees giving posthumous awards to three policemen who were killed by Russian mines on Wednesday in the Kherson region. He said Ukraine will be dealing with mines for years to come, among them buried landmines, tripwire mines, and mined buildings, cars, and infrastructure. He said mining Ukrainian territory is certainly one of the charges for which Russia will someday have to answer. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A day after the Chinese government loosened COVID-19 restrictions, many Chinese are cautiously waiting to see how the new approach will be implemented. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has that story.
After a wave of nationwide protests against China's harsh anti-pandemic policies, the Chinese government rolled back on some of the stricter measures. Among the most significant is the requirement to go to a COVID field hospital if you test positive for COVID-19. Now citizens who test positive but show no symptoms can self-isolate at home. Outside experts have warned that China will face a challenging first wave, as the loosened measures will likely lead to more infections among a population with little immunity against the virus. I'm Karen Chamas.
Aid workers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo warned Thursday of a possible health disaster because of alarming surge in cholera cases in the makeshift camps for displaced people. Doctors Without Borders said in the past 2 weeks, 7,256 patients had been admitted to its cholera treatment center near the eastern city of Goma. The head of the aid agency's cholera response said despite repeated calls, the current humanitarian response is far from adequate. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he is convinced the United States will be able to call Sweden and Finland NATO allies soon and said other nations concerned about the two nations joining the alliance are being addressed. Finland and Sweden both asked to join NATO this year in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but longtime member Turkey refused to endorse their request until a number of demands were met, including taking a tougher stance against Kurdish militants and removing a ban on arms sales. Peru's ousted former president, Pedro Castillo, was ordered to a seven-day preliminary jail sentence Thursday, a day after he was arrested and criminally charged with rebellion and conspiracy. He was replaced in office by President, the current at the time Vice President, Dina Boluarte. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.